This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand this night in the name of Jesus, Lord, just thank you and praising you because of your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship. In spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I decrease, and the Spirit of the Lord in me increase here this night and forevermore in Jesus' name. Pray that people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus here tonight. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth, that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Lord, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. I thank you for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And we also will be looking at Galatians 5, verse 16. In Galatians 2, verse 20, the word of God says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, hallelujah, we want to talk about letting the Holy Spirit lead your life on a daily basis. Letting the Holy Spirit lead your life on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the use of the internet, we're able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We thank God through the use of the internet. It is a useful tool to be used for the kingdom of God. Yes, the Bible says here in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 30, he must increase, but I must decrease. Believers in Christ, anything that is done of spiritual value is done because God does it. I'm going to say it again. Child of God, anything that is done of spiritual value is done because God does it. You see, child of God, to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, you must, as an act of your own will, completely surrender your life in obedience to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. Believers in Christ, having a mind controlled by the Holy Spirit, thinks about things that please God. As Christians, we want our lives to be pleasing to God. Everything we get from God is by faith. So the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6 says, but we know, but without God in our lives, we are, hallelujah, we are lost. We are as a lost soul that needs a risen Savior. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. A God that sits high, but look low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And again, as we look at Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we want to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Here, a lifestyle that is pleasing in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded of the scripture in the book of Galatians, where the Apostle Paul was given his testimony in encouraging the Galatians in the church. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. Letting the Holy Spirit lead your life on a daily basis in 2023. Beloved, God have called us to a supernatural lifestyle, a lifestyle that is beyond the natural, a lifestyle that is in line with God's word. God has set a standard for us to live by. Yes, believer in Christ, the only way to live that lifestyle is for him to live his life through us as we submit to his control of his Holy Spirit. Yes, child of God, to walk in the Spirit is to walk in new life in Christ Jesus. See, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Galatians 5:16, let us know. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see, as Christians, we are to live with the Spirit's help. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. He's the one that will guide and lead us in the total truth. He's the one that is our helper, our comforter, our strengthener. He's the one that is our advocate. He's the one that stands beside us. He's the one that helps lead, guide, and direct us. people of God, the God of the universe. He expects us to be full of love, of joy, of peace, and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is only done as we walk in the Spirit of God, being led of the Spirit. Bible says all that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. You see, God expects us to deal with the sin in our lives that hinder us from knowing him and making him known in our lives. So we must, hallelujah, we must fully, effectively, and productively each and every day yield to the Holy Spirit, yield to the one that will direct us in total truth. See, one thing about God, he has given us a will, and he will not go against our will. So we have to make a quality decision each and every day that the Lord allow us to see a brand new day. Each and every day, we have to make a decision to either accept and continue in the things of God or to reject the leadership, the prompting of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So, beloved, this is done as we all walk, as we walk in the Spirit. You see, child of God, as we surrender, as you surrender your life to the work of the Holy Spirit, he will have a greater freedom to work in and through you in your life. Also to control you in order to glorify Jesus Christ on a daily basis. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, every believer in Christ at the point of conversion is baptized with the Spirit and therefore has the ability to walk under the control and the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit dwells in unity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All three agrees as one. Here the word says in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ as your Lord and Savior of your life. Yes, people of God, the power of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit are not given for our enjoyment, but for our employment. See, the power of the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit are guaranteed to all Christians, even now in 2023. You see, the gifts of the Spirit are given to every Christian, every believer in Christ, and are progressively revealed by the Spirit as we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. A person who walks in the Spirit cannot but exercise his gift properly and according to God's will. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening, those that be listening later today. A person who walks in the Spirit. In other words, he or she are born again, have experienced the new birth. Hallelujah. Only then can we live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. You see, a person who walks in the Spirit cannot help but exercise his or her gift properly and according to God's will. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, again tonight we are talking about letting the Holy Spirit lead your life on a daily basis. We as human beings have, with our little finite mind, we want to do things our way. We don't want to release into God's hand our life because we want to do it the Burger King way, our way. But I stopped by here on this Tuesday night, to let you know that God is still in control. He still sits high, but look low. He still has all power in his hand. So, beloved, we should submit to God's control because he loves us. And he has our best interests at heart. God created us and knows us better, and that we belong to him. He bought us as followers of Christ with the price of his son's death so that we could experience and fulfill our purpose here on planet Earth. Yes, God had preordained our destiny. He had preordained what is expected for us to do in 2023. So, beloved, God's desire is to direct us, protect us, and to perfect us in 2023. But that can only happen when we make ourselves available, when he make himself available to us, and we submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that will guide us and lead us. It's a total truth. Bible says here in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we must have confidence of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Yes, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. We thank God that he's no respected person, but he's working on our behalf. He's working, trying to bring us to a place where we total surrender all into his hand. Yes, people of God, there are two elements that is needed in order for us to live the life, to live the spirit-controlled life in 2023. You see, God's part plays a big role. But our part also is vital and important. You see, God's Spirit is the power source for living the Christian life. And our part is to respond properly to him, not to debate, but to obey on a daily basis. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fed of rams. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is imperative, it is important for us to understand that the Christian life is not an easy life, but the Christian life is the right life to live in these times that we are living in. Yes, beloved, God's plan is to produce fruit in our lives. There are two kinds of fruit that God will produce through Christians, through believers in Christ. First, it is the fruit of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control, which is found in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And the other is the fruit of ministry or reproduction. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is God's job to point out sin in our lives, because our God will point out sin in our lives to move us closer to Christ and to prepare us to minister to others. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as long as we're in this sin, we are liable to sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death. So, beloved, your part as a child of God should lead you to repent and to confess to God of your shortcomings. Yes, the word says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, repenting is a word that is used very loosely. To repent means to make a 180-degree turn. To repent means that you have a heart desire that God will forgive you and you'll never do that same mistake again. Because you know a little leaven is a whole loaf. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to apply by faith that God's Spirit is controlling our lives. We must trust in God in order to produce the fruit through us and abide in him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This scripture here in 1 John 1:9, it pertains to a person that is saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, on their way to heaven. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, trusting God in order to produce the fruit through you and abandoning him. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct path. So we must apply by faith that God's Spirit is controlling our lives. We must trust God to produce the fruit through us and abide in Him. Yes, believer in Christ, claim by faith that God's Spirit is controlling you. So live comfortably, consistently, in union with God by being filled with God's word and obeying God's word faithfully and on a daily basis. And seeing my brothers and sisters in Christ living a life that is spirit control. It is something that we must do. Child of God, what do you choose to let your mind dwell upon? What do you do about letting your mind, what are you doing as far as choosing to let your mind dwell upon? Bible says here in the book of Proverbs 23 verse 5, Proverbs 23 verse 7, it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." The eighth clause of the verse. Child of God, you become to what you set your mind on. Beloved, our actions and behavior are determined by our mindset and by our outlook on life challenges. You see, as a person thinking, as a person thinking in his heart, so is he or she. Yes, child of God, you become to what you set your mind on. Beloved, our actions and behavior, are determined by our mindset and our outlook on life. So as a person thinking it in their heart or mind, so is his or hers. What you choose to dwell on will determine how you behave. It is your thoughts which ultimately will govern your behavior. So believer in Christ, a mind under the control of the Holy Spirit will produce the fruits of the Spirit. On the other hand, the mind set on the flesh is hostile towards God. Yes, beloved, a person who is controlled by the flesh is hostile towards God. They refuse to submit to God's Holy Spirit. You see, he or she wants to do his or her own thing in his or her own way. When you are yielding to the flesh, you are in open rebellion towards God. No matter how hard you try to please God while you are acting in the flesh, you cannot. Hallelujah. Thank you. on a daily basis. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, where God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all three agrees as one. Here we see in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Child of God, God has placed his Holy Spirit within you, releasing to you the full light of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of your faith. You see, every power that Jesus himself had to perform in his life while he was here on planet Earth, it has been given, is given in him, which are to equip us to handle whatever comes our way in 2023. You see, we can take whatever life throws at us because we have him and all the fullness of his life. You see, this is where the believer in Christ find their own identity, their own security and sufficiency in Christ Jesus. It comes from Christ, Christ dwelling within us by God's Holy Spirit. Yes, beloved, only Christ can satisfy in 2023. You see, he was a sinless one. He's the one that took upon himself the sins of all mankind. He is the one that drove a cross from Judgment Hall all the way to Calvary. He's the one that they put a crown of thorns on his head, and sweat and blood came trembling down. Jesus Christ is the one, when he stood before Pontius Pilate, didn't say a mumbling word. He knew what he was created for, the purpose that he had ascended down here on planet Earth, humbling himself as a little child, a little baby, born in a manger. He's the one that grew up and at the age of 12, was found in the temple, quoting the book of Isaiah to the rabbis and the teachers of the law. Jesus Christ is his name. Yes, believer in Christ, the Holy Spirit creates in each believer a deep-seated orientation towards righteousness. You see, the Christian mind is to be constantly set on the things of the Holy Spirit and what he desires. Because the principle of the renewed nature dominates his or her thinking, and therefore his or her action. Well, reminded here in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Yes, beloved, as a born-again believer in Christ, you now have a choice a choice in 2023. You are no longer a slave to your flesh. You do not have to let sin rule over your life. You have been set apart and set free. And you do have a new master. As experiencing the born again experience on a daily basis, we as a child of God is able, willing, and ready, hallelujah, to do what thus says the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to be led of the Spirit of God, we are then followers of Christ. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, which includes daughters also, because there's neither male nor female in the kingdom of God. So we as believers in Christ have life and peace through the way of holiness. Because without holiness, no man, woman, boy or girl will be able to see Christ, will be able to see God. Yes, beloved, the spirit-controlled life is filled with peace, joy, and happiness. The transforming power of the Holy Spirit abides in all believers in Christ, even now in 2023. So, beloved, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. People of God, it is true that our physical bodies remain subject to physical death. We will die one day if we're still alive here on planet Earth, when Jesus come back to take his church and try to bring him home. Yes, the Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Was not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again to receive you unto myself. That where I am, you may be also. So however, our inner man is being renewed into the everlasting image of Christ. When we look at the word of God in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, it says, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So, beloved, the spiritual resurrection life is present in us right now in 2023. That same spirit that raised Jesus out of that borrowed tomb, that same spirit abides within us on a daily basis as a born-again believer of Christ. Yes, people of God, our responsibilities as believers in Christ is to live a life for Jesus Christ. Believers in Christ, we are responsible to the Holy Spirit to put to death the deeds of our flesh, of our bodies. We ought to remember that we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. Our bodies is where the Spirit of God abides. So, beloved, living the Christian life, it is a very serious business. Galatians 5, verse 24 says, and did it or Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Galatians 5, verse 25, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Life in the Holy Spirit means that the Holy Spirit accomplishes what we cannot do by ourselves. Just as we must depend on and trust in God's grace through Jesus Christ in order to save us, so we might depend on and trust the Spirit to guide and govern us each and every day of our lives. Yes, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So, believer in Christ, God is trying to bring us to a place where we are totally dependent, and totally surrendered upon his leading. It has to do with a spirit-controlled life in 2023. You see, our dependency and surrendering go hand in hand. We cannot fully surrender our will until we are convinced that we are in a hopeless situation, that we need help on a spiritual basis. Because God, he's able, ready and willing to meet our each and every need in our lives. Yes, believer in Christ, when you identify yourself with Christ, you have to yield yourself to do his bidding, because your life is not your own anymore. You are wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God, and you are concerned about his agenda and not yours. You see, this is the first step you must forsake. You must forsake all in order to follow him, to follow Jesus. If we don't forsake Jesus in all areas, then he is not Lord at all. So, beloved, he must be Lord of all areas of our lives. You see, surrendering is an important factor in our spiritual growth. Child of God, you cannot grow as a believer in Christ until you learn to act for brokenness in your life. You see, regardless of your level of spiritual maturity, there will always be areas of your life that God needs to work on and work in. You want God to stretch you on a spiritual basis. So stretch out in faith and let God do the work in you and through you. You see, God stretching you as a follower of Christ, he does that through life's challenges. He does that through the trials and the tribulations that we are encountering. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. For the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her good work, that we may know what the perfect will of God is. Here in the book of Psalms 31:3, it says, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, we as believers in Christ got to believe that God's plans for us are more than our own. People of God, the Holy Spirit, he is the one that empowers us to live into our calling as believers in Christ. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God in the third person of the Godhead. So surrendering to the Holy Spirit, it includes for us to meditate on God's word, to have a constant fellowship, to have a constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and to fully trust God to take care of everything and more in our lives. Yes, child of God, only the Holy Spirit can make a difference in the life of a believer in Christ by making he or she, by making his or her life very fruitful and productive. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. Every Christian can believe and receive Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. And the Spirit of God, because he has already been given, been made available to us as promised by God through Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, child of God, when you choose to surrender to the Holy Spirit in all areas and in all of his fullness, he will take full control, full charge of your life. And he will steer it in an upward and forward direction only in 2023. So believer in Christ, always remember this, that the precious Holy Spirit of God helps believers of the Christian faith to live a victorious life through his ministry, and as a comforter, a helper, a teacher, a counselor, strengthening the interceding. See, the Holy Spirit is ever ready to listen and to communicate with us, those that are God's people, those that are born again. Remember the scripture that it says in Philippians 1 verse 6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, it was Jesus Christ who made a way out of no way. It was Jesus who shed his blood for the remission of our sins. It was Jesus that then lifted up and stretched him wide. It was Jesus that then drove stakes in the palm of his hand and in the ankle of his feet. It was Jesus, while he was on the cross, he didn't say a mumbling word, but just before he gave up his spirit into his Father's hand, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That same Jesus is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. He's coming back for the church. Hallelujah. So it is very important that we as God's people remain steadfast, unmovable in the faith, to put on the whole arm of God, that will be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. We also know that he knows that his time is short. John 10:10 says, the thief come to kill, to steal and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us live a life, a lifestyle that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Let us live a life that will bring fruit productively and effectively into our lives on a daily basis in 2023. We are grateful tonight as we bring this message to a close. We are grateful and thankful for everything that you have, that he has done and will do in 2023. God is a good God, a merciful God. He's still ready, able, and willing to meet our each and every need in 2023. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for the message today. We appreciate you. We appreciate all of our listeners also. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, we'd like for you to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Also, don't forget to share the number, 347-826-9424, with your friends and family and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424. Thank you. Have a great evening. God bless you. God loves you, and so do we. We'll see you again on Friday, God willing. God bless.